ध्यायामो धवलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकाम् ईश्वरीम्। So previously we saw Narada, the final chapter of Bhakti Sutras, speaking about Mukhya Bhakti or Para Bhakti and singing its praises. Here he continues the same. So he said that Tirti Kurvanti Tirthani, Sukarmi Kurvanti Karmani, Sat Shastri Kurvanti Shastrani. Bhaktas, true Bhaktas, they sanctify, they give sanctity. They give sanctity to whatever they touch, whatever they are associated with. So after that, Narada says as to why is it that bhaktas, such ekantina bhaktas, purify everything, they magnify everything, so why is it that they do that? So the reason is tanmayaha. Fourth sutra Narada says tanmayaha ekantinaha. Ekantinaha means one who is focused. So that's the same thing. Tanmayaha, they are always filled with Ishvara. So their minds are filled with Ishvara. So we see that Narada himself saying, tat prapti tadeva avalokati, tadeva shrunoti, tadeva bhashayati, tadeva chintayati. After attaining premam, or attaining love, a person, love, true love for Ishvara, a person remembers Ishvara, a person speaks about Ishvara, a person is, his life becomes filled with Ishvara. So that is the reason why wherever they are, there, everything becomes purer, everything becomes more, everything gets more sanctity. So it's because they are filled with Ishvara. So in and out they are filled with Ishvara, their minds are filled with Ishvara. So such bhaktas, yat karoshi yad ashnasi yad juhoshi dadasi yad, as Krishna says, such bhaktas, they will remember Ishvara always. Irrespective of whatever they are doing, they will be remembering Ishvara. Their lives will be filled with Ishvara in one way or the other. So we can see such bhaktas daily going to temples, or even if they don't go to temples, they keep their house as a temple. They will always indulge in talking about Ishvara. They will always be engrossed in listening Ishvara's glories. They'll always be going for discourses. They'll always be going places where Ishvara's bhajans happen. They always go to or mix with people who are interested in knowing, interested in communicating about Ishvara. So that means tanmayaha, such people, their minds are filled with Ishvara. So that means, as the Upanishads say, nimeshardham na tishtanti vrittim brahma mayim vina. Not even for a moment, half a moment, nimeshardham. Nimesham means a moment. Ardham, half a moment. Even for half a moment, they will not remain without Ishvara chinta, without Ishvara smarana. So for them, everything is an offering to Ishvara. ब्रह्मण्यादाय कर्माणि संगम त्यक्त्वा करोति यः लिप्यते न स पापेन पद्मपत्रमिवाम्बसा. Such people, they won't be tainted at all. They become pure. They are pure because they are offering everything to Ishvara. Ishvara is there. Wherever Ishvara is there, that place has to be pure. Purity is the very nature of Ishvara. Wherever dirt is there, we'll have a bad smell coming out of the dirt. Wherever an incense stick is there, we'll get a good smell. Wherever perfumes are there, we'll get good smell. Similarly, in a very similar way, wherever Ishvara is there, Ishvara means Ishvara is purity, Shuddham. So, Shuddham Apapa Vidham is what the Shastra say. Shuddham Apapa Vidham. Beyond any papam, cannot be tainted by any sins. So because it is Advitiya Satyam, that which alone exists, how can there be any sin to it? How can it be impure? Impurity is caused by association with something. Ishvara is partless, like Akasham. So, Atmanaha Akashaha Sambhutam. From the Atman comes Akasham. So, Akasham itself is partless. So, Ishvara is also partless. Partless Ishvara means Ishvara cannot have any association. And then even if, like, we don't consider Ishvara as partless, Advitiyam, there is nothing apart from Ishvara. Manase Vedam Aptavyam Neha Nanasti Kinchana. Know through the mind that there is no duality whatsoever here. Yadeveha Tadamutra Yadamutra Tadanviha. So whatever is there here, what there is there, that Paralokam, if we think Paralokam, Ishvara is not there. Oh, Narakam, in Naraka, Ishvara is not there. Everywhere there is only Ishvara. Even in Narakam, there is only Ishvara. There is nothing apart from Ishvara because Ishvara alone exists. Matta Paradaram Nanyat Kinchidasti Dananjaya. There is nothing different from me, Arjuna. So if there is only Ishvara, Purusha Eva Idam Sarvam Yad Bhudam Yatcha Bhavyam. Whatever is there is one Purusha, Sahasra Shirsha Purusha, Sahasra Aksha Sahasra Path, Sabhumim Vishvato Vratva Atyatishtad Dashangunam. Sabhumim Vishvato Vratva, he pervades his entire world. Yatcha Kinchit Jagat Sarvam Drishyate Shruyate Piva. Antarbahishyatat sarvam yapyannarayana sitah. Whatever is there in this world, moving, immoving, everything is filled in and out by Ishvara. So that Ishvara who pervades everything, there is only then what is the differences or what is Bhedam. So Bhedam is nama rupam. It's not real. Advaitam paramartatah. Papancho yadi vidyeta nivartetana samshayaha maya matram idam dvaitam advaitam paramartatah. So, the world, if you think the world exists, it will definitely move away. Why? Maya matram idam dvaitam. This dvaitam is only maya matram, it's just an illusion. It seems to be there, it's not real. It's not really there. So, that which is not really there, it cannot exist. So that which doesn't exist, which means whatever remains behind, is only one Ishvara. If only one Ishvara exists here, then how can there be impurity? There cannot be any impurity. There is only Ishvara, and what is his nature? Sachidananda Rupaya Vishvotpatyadi Hetave. So he is Sachidananda Rupam, Sachidanandam, Satchit and Anandam. That which is blissful, that which is unlimited, that which is non-dual, that is always pure, ever pure. So nitya shuddha buddha mukta swabhavam. So nitya shuddham, it is ever pure. Such ever pure Ishvara cannot have any impurity. So that means wherever Ishvara is there we will be able to see purity, we will be able to see bliss, we will be able to see consciousness, we will be able to see knowledge, So that is why wherever Ishwara bhaktas are there, we will be able to gain knowledge from that place. We will be able to gain bhakti from that place. We will be able to gain proper wisdom as to how to do, how to perform actions in the world. Everything, whatever we need in life, we will get from there. And everything that we get from there will be filled with bliss, will give us bliss. Always it will give us bliss. Because such Ishwara makes us remember only Him. So that means wherever Ishwara is there, Ishwara pervades that place. So it is like Ishwara. Ishwara is somebody who is very huge. Brahman. Brahman means Brihat. That which is Brihat. Anuvaraniyan, Mahato Mahiyan. Smaller than the smallest. Bigger than the biggest. Pervades this entire world means He is bigger than this world. So He who is very big, can we limit Him? No. So wherever Ishwara is there, He cannot be limited. It will come out. So it's Nana Chitra Gado Darasidam Haripa Prabhabhaswaram Jnanam Yasyatu Chakshuradikarna Dvara Bahispandate Janami Titameva Bhantamana Bhatyetat Samastam Jagat Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam Shri Dakshina Murtaye. So wherever Ishwara is there, Ishwara is like, or Ishwara Chinta is there, Ishwara is like a lamp. A lamp. So there is a pot with many holes in it. So there is a lamp kept inside the pot. So if the holes are there, what will happen? The light will come out through those holes. Light will lighten everything around. But what happens when Ishwara is forgotten? When Ishwara is forgotten, the holes get blocked. So the holes get blocked by the mind. So the mind, the holes are indriyas. The indriyas are blocked by the mind. So what does the mind do? The mind covers his Ishwara with a transparent covering? No. It is an opaque covering. The lamp in the pot is covered by an opaque object. Opaque glass or something we can think. And as a result, Ishwara, the light doesn't come out. So that's why we see problems everywhere. So hurricanes going on. A hurricane which is supposed to hit Bermuda. So hurricanes and many other things, like people are all suffering. People are suffering like anything. So even when worldly pleasures are there, even when all the pleasures in the world are there at the tip of one's fingers. So if you want food, immediately home delivery. If you want something else, immediately things can happen. You want to talk to your parents, immediately call up. No problem. Technology is advanced. If you want to find out something, just tune into the internet. And now we don't even need an internet. iPhone. Just look into iPhone, everything is there. So everything is there externally, but still there is no happiness. Man goes running behind worldly objects, and when all worldly objects are there, worldly possessions are there, everything is there, still there is no happiness. Even people who think they have found their true love and they marry, the marriage doesn't last for long, but then they end up suffering again. So all this suffering, we see everything, everybody suffering because Ishwara is veiled. Ishwara is veiled by the mind. So Ishwara is present everywhere, but still the mind fails to apprehend Ishwara. So that is what is called as Maya. Can we put a logic to it? Can we ask as to why Ishwara is veiled? Though everything is Ishwara, why don't people know it? People don't want to know. So it means that is Maya. It's beyond logic. It will make sense. It is logical to learn Vedanta and understand it and implement it. But still people don't do. Why? There is no why. That is Maya. And that is Maya's creation, is the mind. So the mind is the masterpiece of Maya. Or we can say the mind is the trump card of Maya. It's through the mind that Maya works. Mind makes us forget Ishwara and thereby think that duality is real. Duality is in fact only nama rupam, gata kudhyadikam mrittika matramevahi, tadvad brahma jagat sarvam iti vedanta dindima. So duality is, even as there are various objects made of mud, mud pot, wall, etc. They are nama rupam. Nama rupam is not real. Real is only mud. Similarly, this world is also nama rupam in Ishvara, but still the mind thinks, mind veils the truth of Ishvara and makes us feel that nama rupam is real. And mind stickons to it. And that is why we see that there is suffering everywhere. So, a person, tanmayaha, a person whose mind is filled with Ishvara, such a person, there will be light coming out of such person. Around such a person, we'll be able to feel the glow, feel the light, feel happiness, feel peace. That's why Ramana Maharshi used to say that peace is the sole criterion of a Mahatma. When we are around a Mahatma, we can feel that peace, we can feel that happiness. So that is what we would feel, that is what we can feel. Because tanmayaha, their minds are filled with Ishvara. And irrespective of whether such a person is ruling a kingdom like Janaka and Ambariksha, or giving discourses like Paramartha and others, or is a sannyasi to the true core of the world, and is doing dhyanam in a cave like Tapovan Maharaj did or Ramana Maharshi did, or preaching Vedanta through love like Amma, or social service like Mother Teresa. It doesn't matter what such a person does, because such a person's mind is filled with Ishvara, wherever the person is, there will be happiness around such a person. Kamakroda viyuktanam yatinam yatachetasam abito brahmanarvanam vartate viditatmanam. Around a person who has known the self, bliss will be dancing. That is what Krishna says. And we also see, like we also find Shankara giving the beautiful shloka of yogarato va bhogarato va sangarato va sangavihinah. Yasya brahmani ramate chittam nandati nandati nandatyeva. So yogam, whether such a bhakta is doing yogam or bhogam, sangam or asangam, sangam attached to people and helping out people amidst people, or asangam or isolated, sitting in a isolated area, as Krishna says, sit in an isolated area and do dhyanam. So similar, it doesn't matter what such a person is doing. Yasya brahmani ramate chittam. Yasya chittam brahmani ramate. One whose mind resides in Brahman. Mind is filled with Brahman, filled with Ishvara. Such a person, nandati nandati nandatyeva. Such a person will ever rejoice, ever rejoice. And that is why such a person makes everything purer. And Narada himself will say or talk about how all the people in the world are affected in a positive way by the presence of such a bhakta in the next sutra, which we will see in the next day. So may Amma bless us so that we may slowly try to fill our mind with Ishvara and try to attain that goal, the state of Tanmayaha. As Krishna says, manmana bhava madbhaktah. So manmana bhava madbhaktah. Fill your minds with me, become my bhakta. So same way, maybe slowly strive to reach that goal so that our lives will be filled with bliss. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.